dry I am. In Coldwater County, here comes the bride. Well, I sure could use a drink. She brought joy to the world while she was still single. Now she'll be mama's little baby with 14 children before you can blink. Up in this holler 10 years ago, a beautiful young girl with something to show. We all had a look and my love started to grow. I never took notice of me, how dry I am. In Coldwater County, here comes the bride. Well, I sure could use a drink. She brought joy to the world while she was still single. She'll be mama's little baby with 14 children before she can blink. Young men have dreams, and we all dreamed of her. Life would be heaven with her, we were sure. But I left this place chasing dreams of my own. I imagine her waiting at home. How dry I am. In Coldwater County, here comes the bride. Well, I sure could use a drink. She brought joy to the world while she was still single. Now she'll be mama's little baby with 14 children before she can blink. About to change, of that there's no doubt. Some things we need, some we do without. Well, I think to myself as they walk down the aisle, well, I'm glad it's not me in those shoes. How dry I am. In Coldwater County, here comes the bride. Well, it's later than you think. She'll bring joy to his world. Now she's no longer single. They'll be mama's little babies with 14 children before they can blink.
Patterson Barrett in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session, doing some songs off his new album, Give Them What They Want. That was Coldwater County. Welcome, Patterson. And a lot of great songs on this album, man. How do you come up with them fascinating lyrics?
I do the best I can. I mean, they really just show up for me. I don't really even feel like I'm writing them. I just kind of guide them to paper and give them form, and there they are.
You're just channeling them through, huh?
That's the way it seems.
Well, this new album here, Give Them What They Want, did you intend to do an album, or did you just discover one day, hey, I got a bunch of songs I need to record?
Yeah, this particular album, you know, does not necessarily have a theme at all. And yeah, I think that, you know, enough songs showed up, and I thought, well, you know, I had to do something with these, and hadn't put out a CD for quite a while. And so there it is.
So where are you based right now? Do you sort of work out of a certain area, or are you pretty much a vagabond these days?
Gosh, you know, Luke, that's a really, that's a long and complicated story. Let's just say I'm based in Austin. I spend time in Austin. I own a house in Austin, although I'm not really there very much. But I spend a lot of time in Nashville, and I also am kind of working out of Florida to a certain extent. But mainly I live in my minivan.
Well, you know our cause is that, don't you? You put out a record.
Since the new record came out, what was that, 6 weeks ago, I've been kind of in the minivan touring all around the country, visiting radio stations and trying to bring a little attention to the thing.
Well, you mentioned that you have a home in Austin, and you were in Austin in the glory days in the 70s when everything was getting started. Lots of stories to tell from that time, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes, they are. yes, there are. I got there in about, gosh, people are going to know how old I am. I had done better. I got there in about 74, and I can kind of remember that because I turned 21, my 21st birthday. I was playing on stage at the Armadillo World Headquarters.
Not a bad way to turn 21. Well, tell me, what is it about Texas? I've asked a few singer-songwriters from the state to explain it to me. Is it in the water, or do all the mamas let their babies grow up to be cowboys?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure what that is. And, you know, a lot of it is, I mean, a lot of people that we think of as Texans aren't necessarily Texans, but they went there. You know, well, like me, I've been there for, you know, 40 years, but I was not born in Texas. I kind of followed Jerry Jeff there. I worked on a Jerry Jeff record, Jerry Jeff Walker record, when I was a young lad, before I turned 21. And he had just moved to Austin from New York State. But he was going on about what a great place Austin was and what a wonderful music scene there was. And so eventually, based on what he had said and some others that were playing with him, I decided that when I was in California at the time, I decided when I left California that I'd go give Austin a try. And that was, you know, 40 years later.
I'm sure it's changed a lot in 40 years there. But back when you first got to town in the 70s, that was a different time, wasn't it?
All of the musicians kind of were familiar with everybody else. It was that small a place. So even if somebody was, you know, in the jazz crowd, you know, and if I was in the, you know, the cosmic country crowd, you still were kind of familiar with everybody. And there was a lot of interplay, as you say. Mm-hmm. Then now, you know, I'll meet somebody, you know, and they say they're, you know, they live in Austin. I said, you know, musicians. And I'll say, gosh, how is it I've never heard of you, you know? And there's just, you know, the world's a lot bigger place, and so is Austin.
Well, you've played with just about everybody under the Texas sun, and you get some help from several luminaries on this album. Gerf Morlix, Buddy Miller's on there, and friend of Roots Down, Jim Lauderdale as well.
Yes, I'm very lucky. I have friends that are, you know, that are willing to contribute. And thank you to all of you friends.
Well, I'm sure it was a pleasure for them. Let's hear another song from the new album, Give Them What They Want, a song that Jim Lauderdale sings on the album, Elephant in the Room. How about that?
Be happy to do it. Been lately, I thought maybe we could get together soon. The conversation starts to bloom, but there's an elephant in the room. Things left unsaid. Are those flowers dead? Emotional gumbo, there sits Jumbo. The big fella's sure working hard. The conversation could get hot. Is there an elephant or is there not? Believe me when I say it's best to keep things gray. Talk about baggage. There's a whole lot of junk in that trunk. you know what they say about loose lips, and we don't wanna get sunk. About baggage, there's a whole lot of junk in that trunk. You know what they say about loose lips, and we don't want to get sunk. Elephants carry a heavy load. You don't want to be there when it explodes, cause it'll take lots more than a broom to get all the elephant out of this room. We don't want to clear the air. It's more than we can bear. So we embrace the pachyderm, and we keep our friendship firm. Hey,
you're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
When the world around you comes tumbling down to crush all your dreams, you come me. If I had the answer, if I knew the plan, well, I'd put all those pieces back where they belong, if I only knew how. And there'd be no reason for you to struggle. I'd make your trouble disappear. Your life would be softer. My love would wash your pain away. And I'd make everything okay. But if I only knew how. But if I only. The power to change the hour. Well, I turn back the clock before tragedy struck. But that can't be done. I can't change the outcome. But I gave you a chance at life simple and free. If I only knew. No reason for you to struggle anymore. I'd make your trouble disappear. Your life would be softer. My love would wash your pain away. And I'd make everything okay. If I only knew. If I only knew how. Hold on to me. I will try everything.
disappear. Your life will be sweeter once we defeat your misery, and I'll make everything okay if I only know. If only.